Brian is here with the latest business news.
Audrey, thank you. Permanent TSB has reported a pre-tax profit of 26 million euro for the first half of the year. The bank reported a loss of 36 million this time last year. It comes on the back of 9 successive interest rate increases from the European Central Bank in the past year. Eamon Crowley is CEO of Permanent TSB. Two key drivers of performance, Eamon, the acquisition of parts of Ulster Bank's business and interest rate hikes. Is that a fair assessment?
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, it's you know, the bank itself is in really good shape, and that we have completed the final parts of the Ulster Bank acquisition, and that's a fantastic milestone, not only for us, but also the Ulster Bank customers who've joined us, and indeed the 330 new Ulster Bank staff that has also joined Permanent TSB. But if you look at the at a wider sense, we're now a larger bank, and we've 25 new branches across the country. Our underlying profit, which is probably the better number to look at, is 86 million, and that's a significant improvement on where we were. We're also a much stronger competitor with 40% increase in our mortgage book. If you look at the mortgage market share this year, it's up to 23%. So we lent 1 in 4 mortgages for the first half of the year. And a really important part of our growing business is that we are in the business banking space. We are lending to SMEs, and the acquisition of the Lombard asset finance business, which will allow us to extend our product range to leasing and hire purchase. So overall, you know, a really progressive year, 6 months for us.
And on the mortgage front, you've raised fixed rates by just over 2 percentage points. Variable rates haven't moved all that much. Are they starting to look more attractive now? Are customers opting for those in greater numbers over fixed rates?
We have seen a movement in that direction. It's only an early movement, so there has been some change. But I think that's something we would have seen in previous years when interest rates were at a normalized level, where customers were more in the variable space than the fixed space. So we'll see how that evolves over time.
What about tracker customers? They must be paying over 5% now. So are they fixing in greater numbers too?
There has also been a movement by tracker customers into either fixed rate products or variable rate products. And, you know, we'll see how that evolves over time. Exactly, yes.
And will fixed rates, presumably they're eventually going to catch up with the ECB. They've raised by just over 4 percentage points now. You've another 2% to catch up on that. But presumably that's going to happen at some point.
Well, you know, fixed rates are typically over a 3 and 5 year period. And that's what customers are opting for. Whereas the short term rate that the ECB look at is not over that period of time. So, you know, it's about matching the market rates over that period versus the ECB rate. So that's not necessarily the case, but we'll keep those rates under review.
Will Permanent TSB take on customers of the non-bank lenders who are paying pretty exorbitant rates on their mortgages in some cases?
Well, I appreciate the challenge that these mortgage customers are having. Indeed, that stems from the fact that different lenders have different funding profiles. And that causes a difference in the rates that are charged. We are absolutely open to applications from customers who are in this situation. Once they meet certain credit criteria, the main one being evidence that they can repay their loan, and that typically is evidence over a 24-month period. And indeed, I should say, albeit at a low number, we have supported and refinanced customers coming from non-bank lenders in the sense of credit servicing firms.
And if their mortgages have been restructured, can you take them on?
If they can demonstrate that they can repay the loan on a full capital interest basis.
Let's look at deposits. 22.6 billion now. The bank, to be fair, has been offering a fairly decent rate on fixed-term savings for a while now, but the demand accounts, like the other banks, that the offering is pretty woeful. Are many customers availing of those fixed-term accounts?
Well, we have some of the best rates in the market. We care and think about our deposit customers. In fact, we were the only bank in the market not to charge negative rates to personal customers when rates were at zero. So it is an important part of our business. As I say, we've some of the best deposit rates in the market. And customers should have a look and see what they are.
And the other banks, they're catching up on you now on the fixed term products. Are you going to try to get ahead now and increase deposit rates?
Well, we proactively moved rates 4 times this year. We'll continue to keep it under review. As I say, deposits are an important part of our business. Deposit customers are important to us, and we will ensure that we provide the best offer.
The state shareholding in the bank was reduced again in recent months. I know now it's the minister's call, but surely there must be more disposals planned.
Well, the positive thing is that the both NatWest and the state were able to dispose of 10% of the bank. And indeed, it was oversubscribed. My understanding is that they could have sold more, which shows, I believe, that we're doing the right thing as a bank, and we're performing correctly. But it is up to the both shareholders and indeed the state to decide how they want to move forward. But there is demand for Irish shares, Irish bank shares. That's the reality.
What does that NatWest shareholding stand at now? And did that come about as a result of the Ulster transaction?
It did, yes. So NatWest took a 16.8% share in the bank at the time of the acquisition, which was in November last year, and they've reduced that to 11.8% at this stage.
Just very briefly, you took on 25 Ulster branches. Is it your intention to keep all those branches? You've about 100 now.
Oh, absolutely. We did the 25 branches we took on. We've invested 25 million in those branches. You know, we're now covering the parts of the country that we want. Indeed, we have national coverage. And hopefully our customers and potential customers notice those branches as they see them. It's from my perspective, it's better than seeing an old closed Ulster bank to see a vibrant permanent TSB branch. And branches are important to us. And we're investing in both our branch infrastructure and our digital infrastructure as we move forward.
Eamon Crowley, CEO of Permanent TSB. Thank you very much indeed.